Counterspin Media's Truthathon Part 2. Filmmaker Kim Statton discusses The Trust Fall, his new film on Julian Assange.
The new world order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truthathon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order.
This is generally the view of people, oh, we don't know much about Assange. But you should know, because whether you know it or not, he is fighting for you.
For your courage and leadership and tenacity in journalism and publishing.
Since 2010, Assange has been held in progressively narrower, darker, colder, and crueler spaces.
He has been detained since the 7th of December 2010 in one form or another.
And we are now here after years of imprisonment.
WikiLeaks is a non-state hostile intelligence service.
I think the man is a high-tech terrorist.
A high-tech terrorist.
A traitor, a treasonous.
He has to answer for what he has done.
Assange faces up to 175 years in prison for publishing classified documents exposing U.S. war crimes.
The U.S. government narrative about Julian is a complete fraud. It is a complete fraud from A to Z.
Julian took on the most powerful countries in the world, basically all of them.
We now have confirmed that there were plans to kidnap Julian here in the center of London, or even assassinate him.
No one who instigated that illegal and immoral war has been brought to justice. But the great truth teller sits behind bars.
If wars can be started by lies, peace can be started by truth.
Julian Assange is a hero.
What if everything we thought we knew about somebody was a lie? Would we be willing to go on a new journey of understanding? This is a story of deception, lies, bravery, and a man who risked everything to bring the truth to light.
Mr. Assange shows all the symptoms that are typical for a person that has been exposed to psychological torture over a prolonged period of time.
He looked at me intensely and said, "I hate to say this." He then hesitated, visibly troubled and searching for words. And then he finally said, "Please, save my life."
May future generations have the ability to speak without restraint. May our children and their children know truth and have access to information that leads to justice. Wherever Julian goes, free speech goes with him.
If there is a bird that is about to take flight, stretch her wings and rule the skies, may it be a peace dove and no longer a bald eagle.
If you think Assange is a traitor, he's a rapist, he's a narcissist, he's a hacker, I don't blame you, because you have been deceived. And if you think you've not been deceived, that's normal, because otherwise it wouldn't be deception.
And watching that trailer just brings tears to my eyes. You know, we watched that film the other day, and a few weeks ago, a whole bunch of us went to the Auckland screening. It was wonderful to see you all there, and I had a brief chance to meet our next guest, the director of this film. And it's so sad to see what's happening to people that tell the truth and that want to get the atrocities out from these criminals. Now, I just want to read you a quick bio. Kim Statton is the filmmaker and the director. He's been an avid supporter of documentary films since enjoying David Attenborough's nature documentaries from an early age, and then being astonished and mesmerised by the powerful film Baraka at the age of 18, when the juxtaposition of scenes of the natural with the modern world made him be more aware of the bigger picture on our planet. In 2014, he started organising very small public screenings in a tiny cinema in Darlinghurst, Sydney, with an interest in sharing inspiring and awareness-building films to a wider audience. 5 years later, Films for Change had branches in Melbourne, Byron Bay, and in 2019, they made the move to become a global organisation, expanding to over 90 cities in the world. Massively inspired to share the important messages inherent in timely documentaries about our environment in peril, Kim has organised hundreds of free entry public screenings about plastic in the ocean, animal cruelty, and the link between animal agriculture and environmental destruction. And of course, this latest film, The Trust Fall, Julian Assange. Now, we have had a couple of technical issues in the background here, but hopefully that's all been sorted and we can welcome our guest, Kim. Welcome to Counterspin and this Truthathon, Conquering Darkness.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So I guess we could just maybe start with, I mean, what made you actually want to tell Julian's story and how did it all start for you?
Well, in 2010, I was watching the news one night, sitting in the living room, and I saw this shocking video come up. It was a black and white video of 12 civilians on a street corner in Iraq during the Iraq War. Being gunned down by an Apache helicopter flying overhead. And those 12 people included two Reuters journalists. They were all killed in the incident except for one man who was left crawling on the ground. And then a van pulls up, a father and two kids coming home from school. And the American Apache helicopter then proceeds to shoot up the van. So that stuck in my mind. And then about 8 years ago, I decided to make a documentary about the about Assange and WikiLeaks. And I was starting to put together a whole story and understanding the whole judicial farce and the shocking persecution of this Australian journalist.
And this is exactly how it's gone, isn't it? It seems the criminals get away with murder, and the rest of us who are trying to expose those crimes are getting prosecuted. It's completely ass about face. The lunatics are running the asylum, and the and the people who should be managing them are being incarcerated, given all the experimental whatevers. What's the one driving factor for you that just keeps you at it, though? Because you would absolutely have had those who have gone against you called Julian Assange a traitor. I've seen all the US congressmen who are bought and paid for, you know, going after him left, right and center, saying he should be put in jail to rot. What's his current situation, do you know?
Well, the current situation has been he's in prison for almost 5 years and in solitary confinement. This is 14 years of persecution in one form or another. His health is suffering terribly. He had a mini stroke about 9 months ago. It's a terribly torturous situation to endure.
And now I did see you put a post out recently because he is actually able to appeal. And you're saying that people shouldn't get their hopes up because what's your thoughts around that?
Well, the important thing that people have to realise is that the US is still very much in control of the outcome. For example, if they decide not to provide the assurances of that they wouldn't get the death penalty in the US, and that they won't protect against him, that they'll allow him to have free speech protections, then he may be allowed an appeal. If he go on for another 6 months, he'll be stuck in solitary at that time. And then when the appeal is heard, the US can still get that result, provide assurance, he can still be extradited to the US.
Yeah, now the audio, I don't know if you're experiencing any audio issues, but there's a bit of feedback here, so it's
an echo.
A little bit difficult for me to hear. But what about during the making of this film, you know, did you have contact with him? Were you able to communicate with him? Has he seen the film?
Yeah, I'm hearing this problem. It looks like you guys are doubling for you on two different screens. I'm having trouble understanding the questions. Feedback.
Okay, we'll see if we can fix it. We'll see if we can have that audio fixed. I think it's a matter of a button that needs to be pushed to cancel it out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going out on the live stream, hopefully. Those people monitoring the live, if you could tell us, is the audio good?
Yep, it's good apparently.
Okay, so I'll just try and ask one question at a time so that it's clear. Did you have contact with Julian before you made the film in the pre-production, and then has he seen it?
Journalists haven't been to him until about 3 years ago, so that wouldn't have been. He's aware of the film. I can't go into any more details than that because of security concerns, and but yeah, he's definitely very involved making suggestions for the film and requesting various edits, which basically a common.
This audio is really making this conversation quite difficult.
Take your earpiece out, and I'll let you know if we get any thing that we won't be able to hear an echo with yourself.
Okay, it's going to be hard for Kim at his end as well. What about the screenings? Let's talk about that. How many countries is the film showing in now, and how is that going? Are you getting good support?
Fantastic response so far. I think, close to 1,000 sessions so far, over 200 cinemas. The film's only just been released in Australia and New Zealand, released in the UK 2 weeks ago. So we're yet to bring out the large territories, the US and Europe. The responses and interest has been amazing from the cinemas and the public.
And what are you hoping? It seems like a grassroots kind of movement is building. Are you hoping that the public gets behind it and that more people are obviously aware of what's happening to Julian, and that somehow that is going to put enough pressure on the whole system to do the right thing?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the mission of the film, is to raise more awareness. I do feel that this issue can only continue. It just perpetuates because of lack of awareness. If we can inform enough people about this issue, and then everyone does something, whether it's signing a petition or writing a letter, even the most powerful thing might in fact be for them to recommend a film to other people, to educate their friends. Because I do think it's only continues 14 years because of lack of awareness and understanding. Surveys have shown around 25% of people haven't even heard of WikiLeaks. So, and then the 75% don't know the current situation. So it's all basically kind of hidden from you just by the mainstream media prioritizing other stories.
So basically what we have is we have a bunch of psychopathic lunatics running the world who are into child sacrifice. They're also into the control of humanity. They have a plan, and the people who wrote a book that says that particular God's chosen people are going to return and live happily ever after, and the rest of us are just evil scum to be wiped out at will with all sorts of medical interventions. And anyone dare to try to expose these people, we're going to incarcerate you, we are going to shut you up, cancel you, call you anti-Semitic, and we're going to basically eviscerate your careers. And it's people like you, Kim, who are actually doing the you're actually putting yourself really in harm's way just to bring this to the public. Just like Julian Assange has, just like Snowden has, just like Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning, has as well. And there's a whole lot of list of people who are actually pushing back against this, while the rest of them want to see what happens to us first. We ourselves, of course, we're facing charges. We're facing 14 years in jail, me 28, but they, you know, do you the favor of making it just 14 years. All because we shared a link, apparently, to an overseas investigative documentary looking into the crimes of the Jacinda Ardern government here in New Zealand, with the cover-up of the March 15th, 2019 mosque attack in Christchurch. This had government prints all over it. We know it. It's forensically impossible. They got rid of the manifesto because it was written by a left-wing eco-fascist think tank, and the video itself was a piss-poor production. And yeah, so that's why we decided to question it. And as a result, they're trying to do an Assange on us.
And I just want to say there, Kim, you're probably totally not aware of this situation, but the similarities with what they did to Julian is fascinating, because they have this playbook. So if someone's telling the truth, they will try and discredit them. And you did a wonderful job of putting that up at the front of the film with the, you know, the false accusations of rape against Assange, and the media creating such animosity towards him and trying to discredit him and ruin his reputation before they bring in the lawfare against him and, you know, incarcerated him. So they did a similar thing to us in the sense that 10 days before our arrest, they put out a documentary that was funded by the taxpayer here in New Zealand, and there was a number of people in there, but they completely discredited or attempted to destroy our reputations and make us seem completely unpalatable in the eyes of the public.
Or the mainstream media articles as well.
Yes, there's been a massive campaign against us, and then they raided us, 10 days later, and now we're, 18 months, almost 2 years into this journey. So it's really horrible, and I mean, I can't even imagine what Julian's going through.
But we're going
to
win.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Do you hear the story all around the world with other journalists? I mean, we're not the only ones. Julian's not the only one. It's happening
Aussie
everywhere.
Aussie Cossack. Maria Z, they're trying to cancel.
Yeah, it's a repeated story that we hear all over the place. One of the facts that we reveal in the film that over 500 journalists are in prison right now for their work. Assange is just one of those. So what we've seen is that censorship has been increasing for the last 10 or 20 years. We saw that very blatantly during scamdemic, the so-called pandemic, people being the platform just because they had an opposing view. And this is a big problem, and people, everyone needs to work with it. If we don't have free speech and ability to put out truth and put out information, then our children and their children are going to live in a very restricted world where you can't express.
Yeah, exactly. And Julian's obviously had two children while he's been incarcerated. I've had my first. Calvin's had his sixth. And
got to populate the world with goodness.
That's right. We do this for the children so that they have a future and they can be free. What I find interesting about the Julian Assange story is that he was for so long the hero of the left, and you know they championed him and obviously his stand against the war and wars in general and what he did exposing what was happening over in the Middle East, but he's also and I don't like to get into this whole left right paradigm of politics because I think it's purposely created to divide us, but he's also a champion of the right, you know, the free speech advocates, and I think that this story and your film can actually bring all the whole entire political spectrum together for people that believe in what is right, what is true, and exposing corruption and exposing abuse of power. Have you seen what have the audiences been like? Have you seen any particular groups coming, or is it heading across the spectrum?
Yeah, it reminds me of something Assange said in the interview, because when he brought out the diplomatic cables, exposing Clinton had millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia and many other types of corruption in the Democratic Party. Then there's a whole group of people in America, many, many people who blame him for not getting into the presidential role. When he was asked at a time in an interview whether he prefers Trump or Clinton, he said something. I can't remember the exact words, but it was something along the lines of, you're asking me to choose between hepatitis and gonorrhea.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was a publication from Australia a couple of months ago that Washington, very strong supporters of Assange, MPs from actually every party, including the current government, from the Liberal Party, Greens, the Independents. A whole bunch of them went to Washington, and the senators there apparently were surprised to have this representation from sort of every political party in Australia. But yeah, still we have the current Labor government not willing to strong status.
Yeah, it's just such a heartbreaking situation. Kelvin, have you got any more questions? Cause, and then we'll give Kim space to tell people where they can find his work. And
yeah, and then we can try to get this audio fixed and see if we can stop it like now. Perfect. Something happened there. We seem to be going really well. Something in the background, the wizard obviously got onto it, and now we are clear to go. Jesus, I can't hear myself.
It's doing my head in.
I'm all alone. Yeah, I'm all alone in here.
What about funding?
Freedom. Look,
because we know how hard it is to create truth media.
Try to get blood out of a stone.
Yeah, documentaries, obviously you would have given your whole life and existence to it. You know, how are you funding this film and how can people get behind you?
Well, we're really grateful to have had around 2,000 people support the film via our crowdfunding campaign over this nearly 3 years. It actually enabled the film to go from a very modest, non-ambitious sort of project that was just going to be a three-month YouTube zero-budget project originally. And it was because of the crowdfunding support that we just gradually enlarged it. Every time someone donated something sizable, I was thinking, well, okay, great, we can do an animation now. Now let's do 10 interviews instead of 5, and let's do 20 interviews. Eventually we did 23 interviews, licensed all of the footage, all media in perpetuity across the world, so that this film can be seen 100 years, 1,000 years from now. So very grateful for that support. Unfortunately, that crowdfunding still didn't cut it. It's a very expensive process to make a documentary for cinema like this and license everything. And so eventually we had to get investors as well. So we were putting out calls for people to actually lend us money with an interest rate because that was the only way to get to the finish line. And we've had around 20 people invest, which has really enabled us to not only finish the film, but now to be promoting it, spending money on advertising. And competing with these big blockbuster movies, which I think is entirely appropriate considering that films like Superman or Ghostbusters can they can raise millions of dollars to put up big billboards on the freeway. But here we have a real life Superman, someone in the real world, busting up the biggest empire, the most violent empire that's existed. So this is the real life Ghostbusters, real life Superman, and it's so great that we can push out the trailer using those investment funds. And so what we've been able to do is reach 5 million people with this trailer so far through Facebook advertising. I'm not a big support. I'm actually very critical of Facebook, but it is a very efficient way to reach people because most people are addicted to it and they're on it. So this is a way that we can wake people up through this mainstream, censored platform and show them some independent news, some truthful news, So it's very effective, and we really appreciate anyone that can put in a donation through GoFundMe or contact me through our website, thetrustfall.org, if they want to invest into the project and help us, especially as we get ready to release the film in the US, where it's so important that people see it.
Yeah, that's it is a great documentary film as well. A lot of there was some parts of that really annoyed me, not because the film itself, but the content in it, and the fact that these people just get away with it. I mean, they're doing wholesale murder, democide across the world, and yet no one's been held to account. The politicians have feel good inquiries. They don't do nothing except, what can we learn from this and how can we destroy you better next time, you know, without you catching on. That's really all it is. It's got nothing to do with holding anyone to account. And you've proven that with this film. Assange is locked up because he was exposing criminal activity that should see the perpetrators arrested, prosecuted and jailed, or if they're in the right country, knocked off. So it's just, it defies logic. Yeah,
it's what psychopaths do, you know. Psychopaths project onto others, and the people responsible for those war crimes, for the corruption, for the torture in Guantanamo, for the environmental destruction in the Amazon, all of this stuff that was exposed through the WikiLeaks disclosures, the people responsible for that, their solution is we know we're criminal, but let's make Assange look like a criminal. So it's classic projection that they're using against the world.
Well, and that's been a huge criticism, I think, in, you know, the freedom and truth movement, because sometimes people go so far down the rabbit hole and, you know,
there ain't enough rope to pull them back out.
Yeah. So people will make criticisms and say that Assange is actually part of this whole deep state cabal, and that he's somehow just controlled opposition and he's just playing a part. I mean, what do you say when people bring up criticisms like that?
Well, you know, like a box of cereal, the internet is may contain traces of nuts.
That's a good point.
Yes, very true.
I'll tell you the really hilarious one is that people every day commenting on our social posts and saying that this pose is some sort of Osiris thing, and I'm like, hello, yeah,
we get that.
You made it on Photoshop. Julian never did that pose. You know, yeah. So
I'll tell you, we've had exactly the same thing. Look at our truthathon. We've got the pyramid there. Now the pyramid's the strongest shape you can get. That's why it's there. That's why the others use it. Symbolism in and of itself is not evil. It's the intended use of it or application that is. So you've got two sides battling using the same symbology. Some reverse it to give negative consequences. Some put it the right way to give positive ones. And that's a constant lifelong battle between these forces. This is what the clowns and the nuts, like you say, do not understand. So if they watch the promo when we did it, it started with the all-seeing eye and then the counterspin logo took it out, and now we are dominating, and that's the symbology, and that's how you beat them. You reclaim those symbols, you make them your own, and you take them out. I'm sick to death of these wankers on like X and all that sort of stuff, coming along with their hyperbole, and you know, I'm a Russian agent apparently now, because I went to Russia to look for myself. You know, I'm a fanboy of nobody. When I was in Russia, I also gave the Chinese delegation a rev up. You know, when they're talking about multipolarism and things like that, about mutually shared benefit. I said, well, does that extend to the 2 million Uyghurs you're organ harvesting from, or the slave labor you're paying piss all rates to make manufacturing goods in the West and then send off that money to loan back to those countries to put them in debt so they can, you can get your Belt and Road Initiative in, and all those people along those roads only getting flooded and burnt out? Does that mutual benefit go to that? So these criminals are everywhere. And because we'll criticize all sides that are doing wrong, not just one. We're hated by both sides, so I think we're pretty balanced then. What do you think?
Well, and we'll lift people up like you, Kim, and we just really want to congratulate you again for such a wonderful film.
Incredible movie.
The Trustfall, Julian Assange. Do go and see that. Check out the website, thetrustfall.org. Is there any final words that you want to say, Kim, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, thank you. Well, what I want to urge people to do is to be willing to watch a political documentary. You know, I'm someone that rarely watches political documentaries. I find them very cold, dry, and just chock full of complicated information. But this is nothing like that. This film is very clearly laid out, and it's not cold and dry. It actually has a lot of heart and feeling in it. And if you are someone that has not quite got your head around this issue, you don't understand it, you've been bamboozled by all the smoke and mirrors, then, you know, you will walk in and 2 hours later, you'll have a good sense of this, and you might even feel motivated to do something. So really urge people to come along and check it out while it's in cinemas, because it can only last a certain amount of time. And it's many cinemas in Australia, New Zealand, the UK, still showing it, and really urge people to go to our website, thetrustful.org, to check out the film.
Awesome. Thanks, Kim. It's been a pleasure having you on.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the coverage.
Keep checking back on counterspinmedia.com and look under the videos tab for more videos from the Conquering Darkness Truthathon.
Counterspinmedia.com, where lies come to die.